Hudson Taylor's Choice Sayings, Chapter 17, Soul Seeking. The Lord Jesus commands me, commands you, my brother, and you, my sister. Go, says he, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Shall we say to him, no, it is not convenient? Shall we tell him that we are busy fishing and cannot go? That we have bought a piece of ground and cannot go? That we have purchased 5 yoke of oxen, or have married, and are engaged in other and more interesting pursuits and cannot go? Ere long, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. Let us remember, let us pray for, let us labor for the unevangelized Chinese, or we shall sin against our own souls. Perhaps, if there were more of that intense distress for souls that leads to tears, we should more frequently see the results we desire. Sometimes it may be that while we are complaining of the hardness of the hearts of those we are seeking to benefit, the hardness of our own hearts and of our own feeble apprehension of the solemn reality of eternal things may be the true cause of our want of success. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Perhaps, if there were more of that intense distress for souls that leads to tears, we should more frequently see the results we desire. I felt condemned, too, that I should have been so anxious for my few things while the many precious souls around me had caused so little emotion. It is so hard-hearted, so wicked a thing to neglect to save the body. Oh, how much sore punishment, then, is he worthy who leaves the soul to perish, and Cain-like says, am I my brother's keeper?